This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden made an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital on Monday ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Biden was supposed to depart for Poland on Monday, but instead flew via Germany to Poland and then made a 10-hour train ride to Kyiv, where he delivered a strong message about a conflict that he has described as a battle between autocracy and democracy.
Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Biden's announcement of an aid package worth nearly $500 million that the Pentagon said would include ammunition, artillery rounds, mortars, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars, vehicles, parts, and more support equipment. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Another earthquake struck the border region of Turkey and Syria on Monday, just 2 weeks after the area was devastated by a larger quake that killed more than 47,000 people and damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. Video showed night scenes of people embracing crying children while others received medical treatment. Three people were killed and more than 200 injured, according to the Interior Minister. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said on Monday homes should no longer be built in areas at risk of landslides and major floods, pledging to address housing issues as he visited regions hit by devastating rainfall. Lula flew over the coastal town of São Sebastião along cabinet ministers before meeting with local officials. As the death toll from flooding that has so far claimed 40 lives was expected to climb further, as dozens remained missing. Find more on our website, VOA.